This is the Composer's Datebook for January 18th. I'm John Burge. Composers can be quite superstitious about numbers. Gustav Mahler, for example, was reluctant to assign the number 9 to his song cycle symphony, Das Lied von der Erde, fearing it would turn out to be his last. After all, Beethoven and Bruckner had only completed 9 symphonies. Ironically, Mahler did go on to complete a 9th, but died before he could finish work on his 10th. Most American composers have avoided this problem by rarely, if ever, producing more than 1 or 2 symphonies of their own. Naturally, there are exceptions. On today's date, in 1963, the 9th symphony of the American composer Roy Harris was premiered by the Philadelphia Orchestra, conducted by Eugene Ormandy, who commissioned it. Like many other symphonies by Harris, his 9th has a patriotic program, with each movement having a subtitle from either the American Constitution or Walt Whitman's Leaves of Grass. Harris went on to write 13 symphonies in all, although perhaps submitting to a bit of numerological superstition himself. When his symphony number 13, a bicentennial commission, was first performed in Washington, D.C. in 1976, it was billed as his symphony number 14. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in collaboration with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.